Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip Mindset Monday, Wednesday episode number 780 or whatever it is. How are we all? Honestly, doubting I am a machine. Well, there's some clowns about in there. There's some absolute clowns about. They are not vaccinating many of us that are under 50. They're just calling for the advanced specimens at this time. Yeah, had it on Monday, walked in, nurse went, hello, they've like got a clipboard there, they have to stand outside, clipboard, checking names, comes to me, hello George, see, I've still got it, nice to know, haven't seen another human for God knows how long other than family, and I've still got it. I expect a few of you lot have let yourself go in lockdown, certainly from what I've seen on Zoom, some of you. No, generally not wrong with me at all. Didn't really feel anything. Bit of a sore arm yesterday, and I was tired, but I don't know whether I was tired just because I've worked pretty much non-stop for the best part of a year now, every day. And it pretty much has been every day. And it just sort of caught up with me suddenly having no football and shutting down a little bit. Or it was the vaccine that just made me a little bit lethargic, but certainly didn't feel feverish or any of that that some people are reporting. It was more a sort of mental decision just to take the day off, and I quite enjoyed a day not doing much at all. But even then, I updated all my heat maps, did some racing research. I traded the League One games last night for a nice profit. I'm really not able to sit on my arse and do nothing at all. It's just not me. I don't know how people do it. I don't know how people honestly waste their lives sitting staring at a TV screen. I don't know how people. I just don't get it at all. It just drive me bananas. Couple of bits of admin. Spurs beat Villa. Yes, get in there. I know, I put them up on the pod. Villa thought they were certainties. Didn't have Grealish in the end. And while we're talking to Grealish, I watched the game. No self-respecting human being wears that outfit he had on. Completely gone down in my estimations, whatever was that. But, yeah, I think we're lucky, weren't we? Lucky first 20, 25 minutes. Rode our luck, got the goal. And then it was a bit of a nothing game, really, after that. Was a penalty. Yeah, good. Right, couple of bits of admin. So I've got myself waylaid. I've got another 10 days without them, and I'm beautiful. We are migrating the website over the next couple of days to some new hosting and support. So there may be some hiccups with that. You might not be able to log in. Stuff might not appear. Don't panic. There's no selections or anything needed at the minute. So just a little bit of patience if we do hit some hiccups, email not come through, whatever it may be. But just let them do their thing over the next 24, 48 hours and hopefully we'll all be good. Only 4 or 5 days we can start to meet people, innit? We can start to meet someone else outside. I did try last night and watch, I think it was last night, or was it the night before? Can't remember. Watch Boris's press conference. Just obviously there's been talk of this, you know, read the news headlines, talk of this third wave in Europe and landing on our shores, I think was his words. And then the people at the weekend not being able to travel abroad. So really I just wanted to see if there was any more information on that. I'm more trying to think of getting Sam out to Malta at the earliest opportunity. But I lasted about 2 minutes. He can't even talk properly now, can he? He just can't. I mean, it used to at least be words. Now it's just a bumbling, gibbering mess. I think one of the great studies when we look back on this time of the 21st century will be how that clown rose to the top of government. And I have to say, probably just me, this is my, I thought about this yesterday, and I thought if I say this, people are going to think there's something wrong with me. Probably do anyway, but I found a real weird connection between, like, was it yesterday, 23rd? Yeah, yesterday was the 1 year anniversary of the first lockdown. And I felt a real sort of weird, I don't know what the word would be, connection, I suppose, to sort of the memorialising of that yesterday and framing the, whatever it is, 130,000-odd deaths to that date when it wasn't lockdown that killed them. It was COVID or COVID-related or people who tested with COVID, whatever people want to say. You've got to be careful what you say because people jump on you. Didn't die of COVID, they died with a test 28 day. All right, whatever. I don't think anybody would think that. Obviously, COVID played a part, but these deaths, sort of excess deaths, whatever it may be. But I just found it a real not bad, that's the wrong word. Just a real strange thing, that sort of memorialising that was going on yesterday to that, to do with the anniversary of lockdown, when really it isn't. Lockdown's meant to be the sort of one of the preventative stages, isn't it? So might just be me, as I say. I don't think, you know, looking back, I've got no problem looking back, and we must never ever let this go forgotten or not learn from it. Look back at what's been done, plan better for future ones, look at the mistakes, all these things, and there's been fucking tons of them need looking at. I just found it a real strange connection between that date and sort of memorialising the deaths and things, when really it's lockdown's a preventative measure that was sort of taken late for that. Just found it weird. Anyway, where was I going with that? Can't remember. I did my heat maps yesterday. I will start to go over as we sort of close this season out now. Well, you know, 9-10 games to go in most of the big leagues. And one thing is absolutely certain, which again I have never hidden, is that it is a season like not many more before it in many cases. Stats, goals, etc. clearly affected by the COVID-19 situation as a whole, but not in any uniform way, certainly at the minute, that I think anybody could pinpoint. You know, we say, oh, no home crowds. You know, I know I've gone over this numerous times, but that's not consistent through every league. Goals are down, particularly in this latter part, which I think 100% is down to the volume of football. So it's not a simple exercise. And, you know, from a personal point of view, it may be one for me, you know, there's a danger with people that'll just have their confirmation bias and bin it and say, oh, that's it. That's what I believe and that's it and that's fine. But for me, I'll go through all the data. But I just, you know, I've said this to a couple of people already looking at it. I think it may even be a season where I just, or a period, that I can, you know, exclude the data completely. You know, when I say period, going back to the end of last season through this, I know people like to work nice little pockets of months and seasons, but if you take it as a continuum, I think it may be a period that I just discount altogether. I obviously want to see what next season looks like, look at how the playing program's going to be. Are we going to have 10,000 in stadiums? Absolute cannot see 60,000 for maybe 2-3 years. Certainly could see them saying 10,000 and reining that back in the winter. You know, I think there will be further actions needed next winter. You know, I'm thinking this thing's going to go away because we've all had a jab. It's certainly not how I read it. But I'll visit that over the next few weeks. I'll sort of go over some numbers that I think are unique to this season, that are standing out to me. You know, it is very dangerous to build things on this and then think that'll go forward in my mind. But I'll go over a lot of that over this next 8-10 weeks, sort of in the stats there. Now I've got pretty much got all my data up to date. I certainly should have it all up to date by the time football resumes. I'll be able to take that forward with you. So yeah, it is an interesting, you know, when you start to break it down, it is interesting, and it's interesting how different leagues seem affected in different ways, and that's why it's difficult to put a pinpoint on it and say, oh, you know, it'd be lovely just to be able to say no home crowds were affected everything, and there's a consistent shape across all the leagues that you look at, but it's just never that simple. I hope this weekend to make a couple of trading videos. It's something I get asked all the time. And I think there's a big difference here to clarify, because it is something I get asked a lot. Why don't you do this? Why don't you know? I get a lot of that. Why? What's behind that? How do you do that? Why don't you do this? Can you make a video of this? Can you make a video of that? Why don't you do this? All that, all the time. Persistent. And I think those who've sat on me with Zooms trading over the last, you know, year, will understand it's not just that simple just to sit and make a video. There's a big difference between a guy making a video to sell you something than in the real world of sitting trading a full program Saturday manually. There's a massive difference, you know, and if somebody's sole goal is to sell you, I don't know, the under 2.5 system, I'm just plucked that from the air, nothing, no, I'm not saying anybody is, I'm just saying, if somebody's sole goal is to sell, so I want to sell you an under 2.5 system, and that's my sole goal, I could sit on a Saturday, I could record 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 14 videos trading under 2.5 goals. There'll be some that go the right way that I need to sell you that system. There'll be some that don't. I can bin the ones that don't, get the 3 or 4 I need, put them in a nice production or whatever. I couldn't, but I'd get somebody who could. Just show the winners in a nice marketing setup, launch them 1 by 1, 7 days. That's not the real world. That is completely not the real world. So the bottom line is I can only do these things when time permits for me. I trade full time, first and foremost for myself, plain and simple. I have sheets open, Bet Angel open, score websites open, and I want to make money for myself first. So whilst I understand the clamour for these things, and a lot of people, you don't help us enough, you know, it's never that simple. I'm hoping this weekend, because the one thing we then need is obviously the games to be right, the market conditions to be right, prices, etc. to be right. I'm hoping this weekend that there may be a few opportunities. We've got some lower level football. I'm well aware that visual representation helps people, and it's something I do want to do. I've talked about Dave, some trading videos. I made some, they were awful, genuinely awful. It's no good doing that. If we're going to try and do it, I'd rather do it properly. Unfortunately, it's do I take weekends off to make videos for you lot and not trade myself? Because I can't do both. It's almost impossible. To make them that they make any sense and understand anyway. So it is in the pipeline. I know I've said it. It's something I'm looking at. I hope this weekend that there may be a couple of opportunities that I can make a couple of videos. I want to show a couple of half-time methods if I can. I've got no interest in the internationals. The old fraud England continue to perpetrate under Southgate. Got no interest in that. So let's get into some Mindset Monday, Wednesday. Mindset Monday, Wednesday. Could be a new jingle. Mindset Monday, Wednesday. It was Mindset Monday, Tuesday last week, wasn't it? I can't remember. Who knows? It's all gone to cock. And since I've stopped doing 7 days a week, it's all gone to cock. It will get into a routine. It's just the way things are. I've covered many topics already. And I want to talk today. I've got a few topics that I want. Controlling controllables. Today is, I thought that was today's, but it's not. Today is commitment to process. An area I've looked at, or I'm trying to look at for myself, is sort of goals, time management, managing myself better, not wasting time on stuff that I don't need to do or that is for other people, as opposed to helping my own sort of life forward. I spend a lot of time on other people that and not in a bad way, but that, you know, I've got to learn to say no to certain things. I'm dreadful at just saying yes. So I'm trying to look at that myself and goals, but then it's the commitment to see those through, and it's exactly the same as commitment to process. So when I went full time with this, I set goals, most of which were financial at the time, back in 2006-07. Once I'd met those goals, I never really thought about it again. It wasn't something I really visited, each year. And I've said it probably the last 2-3 years on this pod. We have a bit of New Year reflection in time. They end up being forgotten and we move on from them. And the only reason we move on is because the thing that's missing is commitment. So in trading, when we, commitment is so important. When we get losers, when we follow someone who's in a losing spell, it can be difficult to maintain any commitment to what we're trying to do. We can have a plan, we can have a wish, we can have a desire, but we don't have a commitment, and it's something we need to be able to distinguish. Putting it in real life terms, I guess when I met Sam, like many of you, I'm sure, what do? You go out to dinner, go out for a few drinks, fall around, etc., whatever. And you may well at that time be talking, 2-3-4 months I'd met Sam. You go out, start suddenly talking about perhaps getting a place together, whatever it may be. At that stage, that's all it is. It's talk. When you finally move in and sign papers on a property or whatever, that's when it becomes a commitment, and how you follow that process through will determine whether it lasts or falls apart and ends up a bag of nails or whatever. It requires work and commitment. And the bottom line to all that is, easier to dream about things and talk about things than actually work to make them happen. And embedding trading, I saw I see, saw, see so many people, you know, bettors, traders, whatever you want to call yourselves, who talk about it and want to do it and this, that and the other, and end up just getting in their own way because they don't really have any commitment to it. So I'm going to talk a little bit about commitment. If you're not committed, let this podcast be your wake-up call to get to committed. It's the same for anything, you know, saying I want to lose weight. How many people say I want to lose weight, I want to get slimmer, I want to get fitter? Actually committing to losing weight, saying it and committing to it, completely two different things, miles apart. And if I was putting a word with it in gambling, whatever we want to call ourselves, bettors, traders, whatever, I see people dabbling is the word I would use. Rather than committing, I see people dabbling, and in my experience, dabblers end up getting nowhere. I think trading suits dabblers. You know, I think the world we live in, it suits people who want to dabble. People post a profit, some ask how it is done, and that is this week's dabble. Cheltenham last week, for me, that's what I would call dabbling. I'm not into doing horses like that day in, day out. I'm not committed to that process, but I did do it at Cheltenham. I like to dabble at Cheltenham. People follow me, they're dabbling. The people who post profit, and I include myself in this, we think we're helping a lot of the time. It's not. We promote, in effect, push-button trading solutions, I suppose. I get it. People who just think they can go on, click something, and it works. The real reality is it's not like that. Anyone, in my belief, and I don't know many traders that I talk to, you know, again, a lot of the stuff I see is Twitter, which isn't real world. You know, I don't go out for dinner with Dio or Peter Webb and sit and actually talk to them about what they do. You know, it's something I, funny enough, I suggested it about 2 years ago, 3 years, I suggested to a few guys to meet up in London, have a beer. People who I thought were profitable traders, I just thought, get together, knock about ideas, how we do things, just general chit chat. Not one wanted to do it, which, you know, it was fine. I just found it a bit weird. Not one wanted to say, yeah, and we're all different, I get that. But where did I get to? What was I talking about? The people who do make money at it, the reality is anybody, be it Peter Webb, be it whoever, is that they're working hard. They're not dabbling, they are working hard. I can only know how hard I work and what I do. And I have dabbled in stuff. I've dabbled more with other people's stuff. People come to me with ideas, and out of my lack of time, I don't really think about it. And I might throw 5k at it to dabble at it, and the 5k ends up going, I think, well, that was a bit stupid. And I've done it a few times, repeated the same mistake twice. It rarely ends well. But it hasn't ended because I haven't committed to it. You know, I don't blame that person. It's my fault I haven't committed to it. Again, I say yes to things. You know, it's what I'm talking about at the start. Yes as opposed to no. So it's an area I'm improving. Back more people that show a commitment and stop saying yes to the dabblers. I like investing in people. I really do. But I don't want to invest in dabblers. I do like investing in people. I think it's good for them, good for me. But... yeah, I don't want to invest in people who want to dabble at it. I'm more than happy to put as much money as possible into people who show me something that works, but show me their commitment to it, as opposed to a load of old dabbling waffle. And that's a committed goal of mine. So I think the overview is obviously in trading that it's easy, quick money, and that's always going to persist, always will. But the truth is, unless you've got a plan, which we've talked about in, you know, whatever it is, mindset week 2, 3, getting a plan, and then you commit to that plan, you know, now is the time to go back and look. If you did make a plan, then if you didn't get a plan, get some goals and then commit to them. Watching markets, learning exactly what your process is that you're committing to, why, and then committing to that process, I'm certain we'll almost see success. Why you're doing it and then committing to it, it'll help you find your problems, find your errors, and help you fix them, and almost certainly see you more successful. You almost need to sort of draw up a "I am fully committed" checklist, you know, in exclamation marks, that you can stick with and not see you derail. And it would have things like, do you track your results every day? amazed how many people, you know, I've talked about many aspects of Betfair, people who don't understand volume, liquidity, people who don't understand how the market works. So if you take a, you know, I did this on the Zoom with people at the weekend. If you take a half-time correct score market, very popular market, and two games are 1-0 at half-time, and I know now they're going to finish 1-0 full-time. So let's just say, you know, we've got two games at 1-0 half-time, they're not going to have another goal. One at half-time is 7.8 to lay the 1-0, and the other one is 3.95 to lay the 1-0. They are both going to end up at the same place. They're both going to end up at 101. They both have 45 minutes and stoppage time to get there. They cannot possibly move the same. It is impossible. It's absolutely impossible. One needs significant jumps to catch up the disparity, because one's got to go from 7.8 to 101 in 45 minutes, or, you know, 47 minutes, let's say, 2 minutes extra time. And the other's going from 3.95 to 101. So they can't possibly move the same. It's absolutely impossible. So one either needs significant jumps, or the other needs significant standstill periods while the other one catches up, whilst the other contracts. So watching and understanding those markets, you know, there's elements of my trading. I know when to put my foot down, if you like. I know when to ship money into the market and when not, purely by knowing and understanding them. So that might be a checklist to understand markets a bit more. Tracking your results, your life. Does my life get in the way of my trading? Again, that's a commitment. I hear so many excuses, genuinely. I was on the toilet, I was out and I had no signal, Betfair went down. It's why I don't mind investing in people and doing trading for people, because it's easy, because I know I'm not going to get into that shit. So I'm not going to be in that situation, because I know what I'm doing and I'm committed to what I'm doing. But, you know, Betfair went down, I have no other. Well, you do. There are other options out there, and you need to be prepared for everything. You know, we can sit and bleat and moan, but you need to be prepared. Going to the toilet, greatest respect, we're adults. You can go to the toilet around when you're meant to be sitting executing a trade. Do you prepare a trading plan every day? List of games and stick to it. All these things, it's all very well saying them. It's all very well writing them down. It's actually committing to them. It's not luck what we do. It's a commitment to process. And you may not see immediate results straight away, because committing to that process doesn't mean the result's going to go your way. It doesn't mean I was going to get a goal at Burton Shrewsbury last night. But it will, you know, over time, it will see you, that commitment will give you far more chance than anybody dabbling. You know, imagine trying to learn, so again, I know I use golf, but other things, you know, trying to learn something else, golf, ride a bike, cook, pottery, whatever it may be, and you dabble at it while others commit to it. Who do you think is going to succeed? You know, when you look at it like that, I'm going to go and learn pottery tomorrow. I went once, had a thing, missed a couple of weeks. And there's a guy going every day practicing in between. Who's going to succeed? Why is this different? Why? This is one of my key things that drives me with you guys. Why is it different? Tell me. Email me. And honestly, I'm giving you permission. Dave will be shaking his head. But email me and tell me why this is different. Because I'd love to know. Because I just do not get it. And I don't think that anybody I deal with, and I mean this, and I deal with, you know, a lot of people say, oh, I don't see all this there. I've got 8, 10, 12 WhatsApp groups. I've got a Telegram group. I've got multiple emails. It's not about people talking on forums about it. That happens occasionally, but I deal with people pretty much on an individual basis, hundreds of them, thousands of them over the years, thousands, wide range, people who've threatened to kill me, to people who've got a lot of time and respect and have become good friends of mine. A massive array of people, probably more people than any of you will ever deal with. I've got every single day. And to be fair, this podcast stopped a lot of it, because it stopped a lot of the idiots, because they realise they're going to get called out on here. So it's been a great thing for me in that. But I don't think that anyone I deal with across that spectrum of people, I don't think anybody wants to fail. I don't think they don't want to do it. I don't think they don't wish this way of life it provides. You know, I got up yesterday, decided to do nothing. Just a pure decision. I'm not going to do anything today. Don't have to do anything here. Just chillax, enjoy yourself. It's a great feeling. This virus will pass and we can all go about doing more what we want to do. It will happen. It might not be this year, might not be next year, but it is going to happen. I'll be doing more of what I want to do. And trading affords me that. I can still do it elsewhere. I can sit in the Grand Canyon and do it if I want. But I think a big reason that a lot of people fail is a lack of understanding, lack of knowledge driven by that fast cash. But if I summed a lot of it up, yes, it's planning and things, but then it's a lack of commitment to process. And if you get that commitment to process, it removes a lot of that dabbling and nonsense. You know, I talk about things like 30-day challenges, 100-day challenges, simply to reinforce to people a commitment to a process. Do that for 100 days, because most of you haven't done that for 100 days in your life. Dabbling everywhere makes it difficult because you can't see what's working and what's not working. Oh, all of a sudden you see unders, I'll dabble in that and then I'll go over there. Oh, you know, and I'm not saying he did. Dio says 1-0 at half time's a good score to lay. I'll have a dabble in that. I'm not saying that he did. I'm just literally making hypotheticals here before he jumps on me back or somebody else does. I mentioned Psykov the other day, didn't I? I mentioned something about Psykov. I can't remember. People jump on me. It's just amazing. Absolutely amazing. I can't even remember what I said about him. I knew as the word came out my mouth, people would have a go at me. And sure enough, 3 or 4 people. I can't, 4 or 5 days on, I couldn't tell you what I said about him. That's how I roll. But getting back, the 100-day things, it's just to get people to commit to doing the same thing. So it's not just a P&L. Obviously, we'll end up with a P&L at the end of it. But we can actually analyse exactly how we went about that and got to that P&L. What you did for that date. We can look at things you can fix, things we can improve. It's something I want to set up for FTS for the new season in the summer. I want to try and get a process that I say to people, this is what we're going to do, and do it almost collectively for 100 days. Like a few of us did the 30-day challenge, finished just before the international break. And it was a success, I think. So what we did, 30 days, 4 of us, 120 bets. I think it was like 25, 30 points profit between us. Maybe more, I can't remember the exact numbers, but committing to just submitting one best bet a day. It got a little bit silly at the end because we did it as a league table format, so the guy at the bottom was trying to have hackers to catch up and I was throwing doubles, trebles to try and get to the top. But the actual process of picking the bet, I wasn't throwing, you know, oh, I'll just have a guess at that, I was going through a process to try and find the best bet that day to make the points needed to get it. But just for the first 3 weeks, just picking one bet a day when it was all sensible, really sensible, all in profit. It was absolutely superb. And it became a part of my process of the day. Every day I've got to find a bet for that. So the rules were, you know, you'd sort the rules to stop that last minute Hail Mary bit, but it's something I want to set for FTS. I haven't got my head around why, but in the summer when I got a bit more time, it's something I'd like to set up for the new season. But even if I set it up, it still need commitment from anyone participating. One of my things is that we start off with 100 people and then we end up with 2 or 3, and I just think, well, I've absolutely wasted my time. All it would actually do would reinforce what I think. So I want to find a way that I can do it. You know, I don't want to charge people for it. I just want to find a way of doing it that we get a commitment to it, that everybody has to go, right, that's it, and what type of bet it will be or what trade, whatever. But, you know, as I say, I can't do it for people, so we'll have a look. You know, I think in this game, one of the keys is you never stop learning. You know, this season, as I've said about some of the stats, been a learning curve. Some of the things that were solid pre-COVID haven't been. On the other hand, opportunities each week that weren't there before this period are there and probably won't be post-COVID. We know goals are declining at the minute. I think, again, this week certainly wasn't over 80%. I think it was about 71% on Saturday, second half goals. Long way down. So, you know, you never stop learning. And trading at times, it's uncomfortable. I quite like the uncomfortable feeling. I quite like it. It's... You know, I've been talking to somebody about the things that make me tick, and I think that is one of the things that make me tick. I think if this was really easy, I probably wouldn't be doing it because I'd have got bored. I like the things that make me focus, make me want to succeed. I don't mind getting behind. I see that as a bit of a challenge. The challenge should get in front. And if you look at Cheltenham, you know, the 4 days of Cheltenham, all open and transparent, the £500 loss on day one, I don't enjoy that. It it makes me really focus on day two. Really, right, hang on, how did I go about that? You know, I was short on time on day one, rushing to get things out. I made sure the next 3 days, right, get that done. I'm not doing a podcast. I want to get that done. So it kind of motivates me with these things and do better. And what happens as a result? End up in profit. Of course, you need results to go your way, but it's that focus, that commitment to it. And Cheltenham, obviously, it's a bit unique because you've got 4 days of continuous opportunities. Football, sometimes you've got, you know, some of the best trades you have are the ones where you just sit on your hands and don't do anything. Sit and be patient. I had a couple of trades last night, all part of my plan, commitment to that process, as opposed to, oh, we haven't had any football for a few days, I'm bored, there's a couple of League Ones on. I'll have a bit of that, you know, and that's what it is. So... You know, the bottom line of all this is you've got to commit. You've got to look at it and commit to something. Stop dabbling. Do not quit. Go and check your plan now. Go and check your goals now. And then add in some commitment. It is no point writing these things down and saying this, that and the other if you are not truly committed to it. Wanting it doesn't make it happen. You've got to commit to it. And I'm sure then that you will start to do much better, and I certainly for one want that and wish you all the best. I, you know, many people question my motives. My motives are to get as many people doing this as well as they can, without all the shit around it, without all the marketing hype and the nonsense. But you know, the addition this year of spreadsheets to the website, as I think right, that might help people. You know, to give people goals. I've got, as I say, I want to make a couple of videos, some other bits and bobs that hopefully lead people down a better path, as opposed to just posting a green screenshot, which, yeah, is great and might motivate people, but doesn't actually mean anything, does it? Saying I won 50 points yesterday or 100 points doesn't mean anything to somebody trying to do it, other than, oh, well, he can do it, I want to do it, right, but we need to get a process and then we need to commit to that. And it's the commitment part that I want you to focus on from today. And, you know, it doesn't have to be, oh, you know, we've got 3 weeks to go, 9 weeks to go. Think forward. I'm already looking forward to August and things I'm going to have in place ready for the new season, things that I've learnt about myself from this season, things that I'm going to park and bring back, hopefully, if I know we have a full football program running on a proper time scale when they announce that in the summer. So I make those plans. They may get derailed. They may say the COVID, we're not starting football till November. I very much doubt it. Planning on it to start August, but somebody asked me about Norway yesterday. Norway was due to start April the 5th. I thought it was starting April the 5th. I understand it's been put back till May. So we still don't know with this period what's going to happen. We can sit and bleat about it, moan about it, jump up and down. I prefer to deal with it, get a process in place, get set up. So I know that's what I'm going to be doing next year. If all goes to plan, I can then commit to that and crack on with it. And I know everybody in FTS from what we provide, if you look at that over 3-4 years, we are going to provide you with some great opportunities to make profit. That I can guarantee you because of the way we're going with it. But you've got to commit to what you want to do. Get your own plan. Pointless me saying stuff. You know, I can say whatever I like. You guys have got to sit in your own front rooms, writing things out. And so I'm going to commit to that. Learn from what's happened this year about yourself. You know, can't control any results or what's happened. All we can do is take it forward and commit to a process going forward. You know, like you say, if you want to lose weight, you can sit and eat the apple pie, or you can commit not to eat the apple pie. And once you've eaten it, there's nothing you can do about it. You've then got to move on and try and commit to something else and hope that you don't succumb. But, you know, if you get a process that you dedicate yourself to, commit to, I think you can get there. Right. That's me done. Have a lovely, it's Wednesday. Golf Guru has no selections this week. I think the email's gone. I think it's match play this week. He doesn't do that. So there's no golf this week. Obviously, there's no football. There's nothing going on the website until the 2nd of April. And I will be, as I say, I'll try and make some videos. And if I do, I'll get them up next week. And I will be back with you tomorrow.